We're going to sing two hymns, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and In Christ Alone. You could stand if you like as we sing. Thank you. You may be seated, and if the bridal party will take a seat, I have a message I'd like to share. Several years ago, our RV broke down, and we hired this man to come and fix it, and turned out to be Jake Hoekstra. And not only did he fix our RV, he became a very dear friend. And it's a privilege to share this special day with you, my friend. I'm going to read a text. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. In Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Marriage is a marvelous idea. It's a biblical idea, and because it's a biblical idea, it's God's idea. Before governments came into being, the family was the core of civilization, and marriage, the family's foundation. Any nation that abandons God's ideal for marriage will inevitably and eventually fall. Children arrive in the world out of control, uncivil, and selfish. They're demanding, inconsiderate of others, and despite all that, wonders of creation, created and made in the image of God. Within the family, human beings are civilized, groomed, if you will, into good citizens and loving adults. They learn the meaning of love and responsibility. And it is a Christian family that teaches all these things. A healthy biblical marriage protects the family and prepares children to surrender to God through faith in Jesus Christ. Humanity fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, a devastating disaster that ruined our relationship with God, as well as our physical, emotional, relational, and societal health. God is holy. God is love. Holiness demands that sin be punished. Love longs to restore, to redeem, and to renew. God filled the demands of holiness by crediting Jesus Christ with our sins, punishing him in our place, and taking on himself the sin of the whole world, offering grace and forgiveness to all who repent and turn to him in faith. The promise of salvation is for whosoever will. So holiness and love combine in the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When God the Father wanted to impress on us the measure of his love and the depth of his relationship with us, he chose the metaphor of marriage. The prophet Hosea is a dramatic picture of God's amazing love. God told Hosea to marry a woman. He loved her and he married her only to have her forsake and betray him. God told Hosea to forgive her and take her back on repentance and receive her and honor her and restore her as the picture of God's redeeming love for wayward Israel and Christ's love for us. God describes the wonder of his love in the form of an ideal marriage. So the text I'm about to read is a picture of God's love for Israel, Christ's love for us. It's also a picture of God's character, and it is also a picture of an ideal marriage. It's in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 19. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. First of all, God's love is everlasting. I will betroth you forever. His mercies endure forever. As Christ's followers, as we sit here, we are citizens of an earthly kingdom that will come to an end. We are also citizens of the age to come, a kingdom that has no end. For God's kingdom is forever, and his love is forever. And just so, Christian marriage is that. For so long as we both shall live, because love is forever. God's love is lasting. Love is lasting. The second thing, God's love is pure in righteousness and justice. Sin introduced envy, abuse, and lust into the human experience. God set us free from sin. God himself is pure. He's holy. He is absolute perfection. Christian marriage is devoted to holiness. The love of Christ as our pattern calls us to moral purity. The wages of sin are still death, always have been, always will be. However, Jesus Christ took our place and paid our debt. Christian marriage is bound to the law of God. To love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to serve and to love others as ourselves. That means in marriage to love our spouse with that kind of full devotion. Christ calls us to love as he loves the church. Love is pure. And then thirdly, God is full of compassion. God's heart is for you and for me. He longs to see us redeemed and joined together with Christ in the family of God. He's kind. He's forgiving. He is for us. He wants what's best for us. Christian marriage is kind. It is servant-hearted. It is compassionate. And then fourthly, God is faithful. Faithful. He keeps His word. He never changes. Never. His heart is always for us. He's never moody. He'll not wake up one day and say, I'm tired of listening to your prayers. That will never happen because He is so completely faithful. And Christians are faithful. We're called to be faithful. Christian husbands and wives trust one another, and their trust is well placed. Christ followers give their word, and the word is their bond. And in marriage, faithfulness is the standard of God. And by the way, it's the only way to live. God is faithful. Husband and wives are faithful. And then beautifully, fifthly, God's love draws us to union with Him. We acknowledge the Lord. Christian marriage is committed to God first. A marriage that belongs to God first will survive the tests and trials of life. And then this whole description is wrapped up in love. Love and compassion. God's love is the secret of joyful living and healthy marriage. Love is a decision we make every day of our lives. In the early 1950s, my parents' marriage was in shambles, and our family was on the verge of disintegration. My father was bound by alcohol, and my mother was in deep depression and despair. The marriage itself was dead. Amid all of that pain, my maternal grandmother threw my mother and her family out of her life. I never saw her again. We lost our home, lost our car. It was a heartbreaking, terrible time for the family. And it was too much for my dear mother. In desperation, she took a Bible that she found lying around the house. They were not Christians at this time. And ran into the forest. She cried out to God to speak to her. Said, God, if you exist, if you care at all, I'm at the end of it. I can't take any more. She threw the Bible down on a stump, put her finger down, and said, now, God, if you really care, if you're there. Her finger fell on Psalm 27, verse 10. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. The old King James says, pick me up. No coincidence. God Almighty met a desperate, needy woman. Now, I could go into detail and tell you much more about how our family was transformed. But let me just say this. Shortly after this event, my parents were won to faith in Jesus Christ, were born again. Their marriage was not only restored, but made something it never was. And my family was transformed. I, by experience, can tell you, I received a brand new father and mother. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He loves you. He loves you. He loves me. He wants you. He will receive you if you simply repent and invite Christ in to be your Savior and Lord. It's a beautiful picture. Christian marriage is a picture of God's love. God's love, the love of Jesus Christ, is the template for a healthy marriage. How do I love my wife? How do you love your husband? Love as Christ loves the church. And so I pray that each one of us gathered here may know the love of God in Jesus Christ. And I would tell you, there's really no other way to live. It's the greatest way to live. It's a wonderful way to live. And I trust and I hope that you know it. If you've never asked Him, you can simply ask Him. If you once knew Him, you can invite Him back. He goes, the Bible says, leaving the 99 to seek the one that is lost. That's what it means to be in Christian marriage. Christian marriage is that kind of picture that shows us the love of God and draws us to His heart. And I pray that every one of us here can acknowledge the Lord. Jake, Jean, may you discover in greater depth the wonder of God's love as you strive to love as Christ would have you love. You can rejoin me on the platform. Congregation, you can stand. We are going to sing. Great is thy faithfulness. You can come. Perhaps you could hand your flowers to one of the young women, and you could turn and face each other and join your hands. Marriage, as I already said, is a marvelous gift. It is also a high calling. It demands everything of you: grace, forgiveness, honesty, humility, discipline, and above all else, all the love you possess. It will challenge your faith and drive you deeper in love, dependence, and faithfulness to God. In loving as husband and wife, you will discover depths of God's character you will find in no other way. Marriage is a picture of God's love, of Christ's love for His church. Jesus Christ gave His all. Husband and wife must also give all and love Christ and love as Christ loves His church. Jake, would you repeat after me? I, Jake, affirm Eugene. Affirm Eugene as my lawful wedded wife. With God as my witness, I pledge myself to you in sickness and health, for richer or poorer, in good times and bad. I vow to serve Jesus Christ as Lord of my life and our marriage. I will love, comfort, protect, affirm, and support you as God gives me strength. Jean, would you repeat after me? I, Jean, affirm you, Jake, as my lawfully wedded husband. With God as my witness, I pledge myself to you. I pledge myself to you in sickness and health, for richer or poorer, in good times and bad. I vow to serve Jesus Christ as Lord of my life and our marriage. I will love, comfort, protect, affirm, and support you as God gives me strength. Amen. May I have the ring, please? All right, Jake, I'll ask you to place that on Jean's. Yeah, that's it. That's the right one. Okay. Place it on third finger, left hand. We'll put the rings on, and then I will talk about them. Go ahead. That's it. Okay. And now this one. All right, you can join your hands and look at each other. Jake, Jean, these rings will serve as reminders of the grace of God that has brought you together and of the solemn vows you have made in His presence. The rings are unbroken circles, representative of God's eternal love. They are pure, reminding you of the sacredness of your vows. May your rings remind you that you belong to each other and your marriage belongs to God. Jake, repeat after me. With this ring, I seal my promise to be your faithful and loving husband as God is my witness. Jean, would you repeat after me? With this ring, I seal my promise to be your faithful and loving husband, or wife, sorry. Wife, that would be wife. As God is my witness. All right. We're going to sing it as well with my soul. We can stand if you like. I would like to take a minute to bless you. So family, friends, guests, may God bless, keep, and encourage you. May you know the love of God that transcends death and fills our hearts with the hope of eternal life. May you know the grace of forgiveness for sin through the sacrifice of Christ. And may you walk with God, enjoy God, and love one another as Christ loved. Jake, Jean, may you discover the riches of Christ's love as you live in Christian marriage. However, since we cannot expect anything from ourselves, since the calling is really beyond us, I'm going to invite you to come and kneel as we pray for you and with you that you may experience the power of God to fulfill your vows and grant you His blessing. Heavenly Father, you said from the beginning that man should not be alone. We thank and praise you for giving Jake and Jean to each other in marriage so they may be one. Please grant them the power of the Holy Spirit to live together according to your will in true faith. Help them to resist sin's power and to live in holiness before you. Lift up your countenance upon them and guide them in prosperity and adversity by your faithful hand. Grant them your blessings according to the promises of your precious word. Let them live in communion with your Son, Jesus Christ, in the harmony of love and to the benefit of their neighbors, family, and friends. Cause them to look forward with all the church to the great day of the marriage feast of the Lamb. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever. Amen. Amen. Before I make this next declaration, I would like to draw your attention to what I have in my hand. This is a more or less verbatim of everything we've just said, other than calling Jean a man. And I'm going to put this at the back, and on the front of it, there is a blank page. Chris and I have already signed it. You can sign your name and wish them well and whatever so they can keep this. I like to do this for couples that I marry because I say, you need to look once in a while and remember what you promised. All right. Jake, Jean, at my home in Langley, I declared you husband and wife according to the laws of British Columbia. However, as Christ followers, you desire to affirm your vows before God, beloved family, and friends. It is my privilege to commit you to God as you have dedicated your marriage to Him this day. Therefore, I declare that you are not only husband and wife according to the laws of the land, but are united in God's love, blessing, and grace. Jesus said, therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. You may now seal your sacred vows with a kiss. Yeah. Now, Jake and Jean are going to exit through the back, and the bridal party will follow, and we'll dismiss from the front. God bless you all.